I really don't think it's a good idea if you're unable to be heard to try and speak louder, because all you're going to do is force through a blockage. And what do I mean by that? Look, if you're restricting yourself from speaking, whether psychologically or physically, by adding more pressure to that already restricted voice, you might actually do yourself some damage. If speaking louder is not working for you, it's likely that you're holding back in another way and you're just not conscious of it. Believe it or not, I used to mumble really badly, and I tend to still do that, because when I speak, I go straight off the mark. I just rush ahead. I tend to do that. That's like a natural habit for me. And that largely comes from my own lack of self-confidence around speaking to others. I'm much happier in front of a camera, actually, because I don't feel judged and I can really likely be myself, which is why I've made so many YouTube videos and you don't see me out and about on the street too much preaching the word of the voice. All right, I'll shut up now. See, I feel a little bit embarrassed, but I do get out there and I do workshops from time to time, the odd keynote speech. Do you find that this issue happens to you more in social settings or in smaller groups of people, perhaps at work or in the canteen, or like I said, socially, like when they're just like trying to communicate, even if it's one-on-one? Because that's how I found it, and it does somehow connect to insecurity, whether you like it or not. And if it's not insecurity, then there's likely some physical things going on that you need to change. The first thing you need to take into consideration if you believe you're not speaking loud enough or that others can't hear you, is that you want to remember that what you hear when you speak isn't what other people hear. When you speak, you have vibrations in your body. You are literally creating resonance. And these vibrations, to some people, can feel incredibly loud, even though when they leave your mouth, don't sound incredibly loud. So what other people are hearing from you isn't necessarily what you're hearing from yourself. And so this idea of self-consciousness about speaking up, and if you were to raise your voice, might feel like you're shouting and you don't want to shout, but it might not be that you're doing that, and it might be that you need to relax more, open up your resonance to allow that same vibration that you're feeling to flow outwards. And maybe what you're doing is swallowing your voice and you're keeping it in and not projecting it enough. When I say projecting, I don't mean pushing. I mean just allowing the channels that the voice passes through to be relaxed and open enough for the sound to travel out. Because resonance is not the same as volume. Projecting is not the same. So when you push your voice, you're projecting it. And really, you have to do that safely and understand it. But if it's that you feel you're louder than other people feel you are, you might just be restricting yourself. The second thing you should stop if you're trying to speak louder is having a tight jaw. This ties into my first point. If your jaw is tight, you're not opening up your mouth enough to let air or the vibrations created by the sound to pass out into the world. Also, it's going to affect the clarity of speech. Because if you speak with your teeth closed, it's very difficult to understand everything you're saying. You have to do more work with your tongue, more work with your lips, but it's just not getting through. The jaw does such a big job in your audibility. So it not only lets out more volume, lets out more sound, but it also allows for the articulation of words to become more clear. If you want to rid some of that tension in your jaw, you can start by getting a nice massage on your head, neck and shoulders, but also try and find this. There's a couple of muscles here that attach the top and bottom jaw. But the one that you can feel when you place your fingers in, if you follow your teeth round here, up into that muscle, and you put your fingers in, it can be quite painful. But that's because it's tight and it never gets any work. So relax your jaw, relax your head, and just lean into your thumbs. Ooh. Don't do it for too long, right? Do that a little bit every day. Start considering your jaw. I don't need to over stretch it open or to the side, but just try and see if you can get this muscle over some time a bit more limber. What that's going to do, that's going to free up some of your articulation. You don't want to be thinking about opening and closing your mouth. But if you find that you're talking through your teeth, it's not coming across very clearly, is it? It's not coming across clearly at all. That's one thing you can do from home to help improve the tension in your jaw. The third thing you need to stop doing to speak louder is to stop speaking so fast? Like I do. Okay, I've worked on my articulation quite a lot, and so I can speak fast, and hopefully you can still understand me. But if you're someone struggling with being heard, understood, when you slow down, all of the words that you trip up on, usually, or that don't come out clearly, will become clear to you. I'm not saying that you need to slow down for others, but when you slow down, you'll become a lot more aware of everything you're saying. If, like me, you tend to rush ahead, perhaps it's not that you need to speak louder, perhaps it's that you need to be more clear. And if you are stumbling over words, if your jaw is tight, if you are holding back from speaking, you will discover that when you slow down. You're going to be forced to listen to what you're doing. You're going to have to, because when you slow down, you're no longer speaking emotionally and just letting out there, expressing yourself. You are now conscious of what and how you are saying it. Don't rush ahead. Become mindful. And if you find you are tripping over certain words, those are the ones to work on. And if you would like more dexterity and to be able to become more articulate when you speak, this video here is going to be a game changer. It's really going to get you started on the right path. I hope to see you there, okay? You can do it. You can make these changes. Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have you.